Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all? Again, that was awesome. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much to the musicians for the effort and the anointing. You know, the Sunday prelude thing has really gotten good. We usually do it first. Some of you should get here in time to hear it. It's a great song. It's awesome. Good job, Gary. Anybody else got something before we go on? I'm not sure exactly how to describe this. It happened. I thought, wow, that's significant. And then I couldn't remember what it was. And then this morning, God brought it back to my attention. Over in 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, the 14th verse. That's where we are. It's where we're going to be. Do you ever have one of those moments where kind of like something shifts, you step into something else and everything just looks real strange to you? I have one of those moments every now and then. A couple of days ago, I'd been spending time thinking about you guys and us and what God's doing in us and how I look forward to and when we, the words are, when we begin to play and sing, that anointing flows and that signs and wonders and healings begin to take place among the people in the power of praise, that God manifests, Jesus manifests the presence of his power and the power of his presence. Thinking about all these things, and then all of a sudden I'm sitting there, and in my mind I just like saw everything. And I'm thinking, you know, this is just real weird. Like, you guys sing, and you're singing songs, and you expect a being that nobody can see to do something, and we have this thing, and people like give because they think they're supposed to. And in that moment, it was like it all just looked so stupid, like completely foolish. Why would anybody believe any of this stuff? I had that reality moment there for a second where I was just looking at it going, wow. And immediately, 1 Corinthians 2:14 came into my mind. Spirit of God said, the natural man can't receive the things of God. They're foolishness to him because they are spiritually discerned. So when you go about your life, you bump into people or search a situation or circumstances where it just suddenly looks foolish, remember that. Remember that that is absolutely true. The natural mind, the natural man doesn't accept, can't see those things that you see because they are spiritually discerned. And that's why the world just doesn't get it, and that's why we preach and we talk and we teach and we act. But most importantly is the last thing, we act. Because it really is true that actions speak louder than words. I have people tell me stuff all the time about what they think and how they feel and how much something means. Then you see what they do and you realize their words just aren't true. Don't be that guy. Because people are looking at you and how you conduct yourself when it lines up with what you, quote, profess, then that makes a difference to people. Because most people just aren't that way. Most people will say whatever to get by. Most people will do whatever to get by. It's not out of conviction, it's out of convenience. And when they see someone, even if it's a teenager, and they see someone who walks the talk, whether they say it or not, they notice and it makes a difference. So I want to That's just a word. I just want to give that to you this morning. Last week, we talked about suffering. Y'all remember all those words? 22 words up there, and we centered in on Pascha with the idea that that is to have a sensible, of the senses, experience. And we talked about patheme, and how that is the same kind of word, only it's not talking about physical, it's talking about emotional, and how cool that is when you look at all of them. And out of all of those 122, I believe it was 120 times that this word suffering is used, how few times the word being used in the Greek language comes close to lining up with this word that we have in English called suffer, which is to endure harm, physical harm, or to have that anguish or grief that you have to endure, that suffering, right? Yes. One thing that I really wanted to continue into, we just didn't have space for it, and I thought I would put it into the Monday morning high, and I tried, but we didn't have room there either. And it's down that same line of trying to root out, you know, like weeding a garden, getting the weeds out of our thinking and our focus when we consider who Jesus is, who our Father is in the kingdom of God. And that is that it's been circulated in the body of Christ for a long, long time now, just like the suffering thing. And the idea of holiness, that somehow your suffering enhances your holiness. Y'all understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Let me see hands. How many of you know that's true, okay? That's what, I mean, you hear that, you hear that, you hear that, you see that.
Yeah.
They write songs about it, they write books about it. And somehow this idea that your holiness or being holy is enhanced through what you suffer. And the idea, just like we have that English word for suffer, is to have pain or anguish or to sustain injury, to endure an injury. Defining the word holy